When you were running an industrial facility, a single hour of downtime isn't just like a minor headache. It's tens of thousands of dollars in spoiled inventory, idled labor, and, well, missed deadlines. You kind of just assume the grid is rock solid, right?
Right.
Gravity, it's just always there.
Right. But relying solely on an unpredictable aging utility grid is actually a massive vulnerability today. In the project proposals we are analyzing today from Minergy, they frame this reality with a pretty stark warning, actually. They say, bring the awareness before risks become costs.
Okay, let's unpack this because right now your roof is probably just, sitting there keeping the rain out. Today, we are doing a deep dive into how business owners can turn that underutilized space into a low-carbon microgrid. The mission here is really assessing how you can mitigate those operational risks while driving sustainable development.
Exactly. And to do that, you have to stop looking at energy as something you just passively consume. You need to start looking at it as something you control.
But hold on, let me push back a bit here. I mean, many businesses already have, like old boilers and massive diesel generators sitting out back. Diesel works, right? Why rip out a working system to spend millions on solar panels? Relying on a standard backup generator is basically like keeping a flip phone for emergencies. It technically works.
Well, yeah, but a smart microgrid is like a modern smartphone that constantly optimizes itself. A diesel generator is essentially just a fire extinguisher. It sits on the wall, depreciating, just gathering dust until there is an absolute emergency. What Minergy proposes in their medium-scale commercial setup is completely different.
Okay, what does that specific setup look like?
So it pairs a 600-kilowatt solar array with a massive 1,200-kilowatt-hour battery energy storage system. It's a totally active asset.
Wait, so instead of just waiting around for a blackout, it's actually working for you day to day.
Precisely. It is constantly managing your power load. And when a blackout does hit, the transition is seamless. The battery system detects the grid failure and it instantly isolates your building. What's fascinating here is how they quantify this protection.
Oh, they actually put a dollar value on the resilience.
Yeah, they do. This specific setup gives a facility a full 3-day outage ride-through. That means powering 100% of a facility's load without a single hiccup. And they calculate the value of that operational continuity at a massive $217,000.
Wow, 217 grand.
Yeah, so you aren't just like keeping the emergency lights on. You are totally insulated from a multi-day grid collapse.
So what does this all mean for sustainability and, well, actual ROI? Because, as a business owner, that level of insurance is great, but you are still looking at the massive upfront cost of all these batteries.
Right. And that is where it gets good. The sustainability is actually the engine for the return on investment here. By swapping out those existing electric chillers and old diesel backups for green tech, the facility cuts its CO2 emissions by up to 40%.
40%, that's huge.
Yeah, that is over 1,062 tons of greenhouse gases eliminated. For a company facing, pressure from investors or regulators, it rapidly drives those net zero goals.
And here's the aha moment for me from the source material. It highlights this VPP feature, the virtual power plant. That sounds, I don't know, like a Silicon Valley buzzword. What is that actually doing?
Think of the VPP as having like a day trader on staff 24/7 just for your electricity. It networks your smart batteries with the utility company. So when the broader grid is stressed out, say, during a massive summer heat wave, your system automatically sells your stored cheap solar power back to the wholesale markets.
Oh, wait, really? Like MISO, ERCOT, or CAISO?
Yeah.
So instead of just consuming power, the facility is actively participating in the wholesale markets.
Yes, exactly. While normal operations just run seamlessly and the financial models are striking, Minergy projects around $86,900 in annual market revenue just from trading that stored power back to the grid.
That is wild.
Plus, you are saving 46% on normal operational costs. When you combine that market revenue with your savings and that $217,000 resilience value, you yield an incredible 37% IRR. It's a swift 4-year payback on a $2.17 million investment.
A 4-year payback. That is incredible.
It really is. If we connect this to the bigger picture, especially leaving at models like the 20-year Energy as a Service or EaaS, which means you don't even have to buy the equipment up front, the paradigm has entirely shifted. Energy is no longer a passive utility bill. It's an actively managed, profitable asset.
Which completely flips everything we assume about overhead costs. So, we will leave you with this final thought to ponder. If your facility's energy infrastructure could independently generate market revenue while entirely shielding your operations from the next major grid failure, at what point does remaining a traditional power consumer become your biggest business liability?